So Madea has been in theaters a couple of weeks now, but this weekend there's an entirely different kind of buzz around the superhero film Watchmen, a pretty serious, maybe depressing superhero film.
They call me Dr. Manhattan. They explain the name has been chosen for the ominous associations it will raise in America's enemies. They are shaping me into something gaudy. Something lethal.
Watchmen is based on an ambitious graphic novel that was considered groundbreaking in 1986. I can't wait to see the movie, but Studio 360's Eric Molinsky wonders if it isn't maybe coming out just a little too late.
It's easy to be disappointed as a comic book fan. Take the Batman movie Dark Knight. Earns $1 billion. Gets great reviews from critics. And it doesn't crack the top Oscar nominations. Why? Duh, it's about Batman. Comic book fans have had a chip on their shoulder about this for exactly 23 years. That's when Alan Moore's graphic novel, Watchmen, was published. It broke all the rules about superheroes.
The superhero is designed to not be about compromise. It's about good punching evil in the jaw. You know, there's just black and white. You know, they didn't even create grays back then.
Watchmen was nothing but shades of gray, according to Brad Meltzer. Meltzer's a comic book writer and a novelist. He loves Watchmen because it has the depth and nuance of a, quote, real novel.
There were so many of us who read that book and thought, oh my gosh, this is incredible. I want to do something like this. And I don't mean I want to do superheroes. I mean I want to do something that's as deep and beautiful and moving as this.
The Watchmen aren't superheroes who are nobly fighting evil. They're always trying to choose the lesser of evils, and they don't know how. Hollywood started developing a movie 20 years ago, but it's hard to commit $100 million to a movie about moral ambiguity. And they couldn't cast young movie stars just the Watchmen.
Some of them are no longer in any physical condition to be wearing spandex, so it's almost a little bit embarrassing. It's almost about a midlife crisis.
There's a diner in Manhattan where comic book professionals talk shop. They made me promise not to give the address. Today, they're debating the fate of the Watchmen movie, which is finally coming out.
One of the biggest hurdles it has to overcome is that Watchmen, the original graphic novel, was deeply rooted in nuclear paranoia of the 80s.
This assumes that superheroes have been running around since World War II and that they've affected history.
It's an alternate history where we won the Vietnam War, you know, using superheroes.
These superheroes are not even sure if they're the good guys.
It's hard to look at any of them as wholly sympathetic and certainly not as wholly ethical.
You're still accepting the fact that Batman is sane. You're accepting that fact that they have these limits, whereas Watchmen accepts no such fact.
So Watchmen sat in movie purgatory for 20 years. Meanwhile, another film borrowed the premise of retired superheroes, The Incredibles.
Bob is retired. I'm retired. Our family is underground. You help my husband resume secret hero work behind my back?
And then Iron Man comes out, and it deals with a real war, the one we're still fighting in Afghanistan.
We're a weapons manufacturer. What we do keeps the world from falling into chaos.
Not based on what I saw.
The TV show Heroes gives superheroes mundane problems. In Dark Knight explores whether Batman is contributing to the chaos in Gotham City.
I was meant to inspire good, not madness, not death.
In other words, Watchmen got scooped.
It felt to me not as revelatory as I was led to believe it would be. It felt like stuff that I had seen before I kind of anticipated the ending. I think it might have missed its mark.
The phrase, "Who watches the Watchman?" was first coined by a Roman poet. Alan Moore took the title Watchman from a speech by John F. Kennedy, the one he was going to give in Dallas on the day he was killed. Kennedy was going to proclaim that America was the watchman of the world. But he was going to urge us to use our power with restraint and responsibility.
Coming out of the Bush administration, I still think that's incredibly relevant. I don't think Obama taking control erases the fear or the measures that our government has taken in the last 8 years. In a sense, it's more relevant than it was in 1985.
That's the thing, is everyone thinks it's coming now. It's not. It already happened. It happened 20-something years ago.
Comic book writer Brad Meltzer says that we should think of Watchmen like the 1960s band Velvet Underground. There's an old rock cliche that only 1,000 people bought the Velvet's first album, but every one of them started a rock band. Meltzer says Watchmen had the same impact on a generation of young creative minds.
And then all those 15-year-old kids are all now in their 30s, and they're all working on shows and novels and movies and all these other things that you see every day, but you just never knew what their idea of the greatest idea was. And now suddenly the rest of the world gets to see what it was.
Who watches the Watchmen? Turns out you've been watching them for years now. You just didn't know it. For Studio 360, I'm Eric Molinsky.
I don't know just where I'm going.
Watchmen opens this weekend.
But I'm gonna try for the kingdom if I can, 'cause it makes me feel like I'm a man when I put a spike into my vein. And I tell you, things aren't quite the same when I'm rushing on my run, and I feel just like Jesus' son. And I guess that I just don't know. And I guess that I just don't know.
Coming up, a daring rescue operation. Find out what it takes to save a 16th century painting.
Usually we do x-rays and ultraviolet light examination, infrared reflectography. These are non-invasive ways of looking at a painting.
That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International, and WNYC. Stay with us.